Yeah, on a night when the shots don't drop, like tonight, you're doing it with steals, 14 of them, 15 of them, and also block shots with eight. So, I mean, this is that hustle type play you were talking about earlier in the season.
Yeah, well, our defense kept us in the game. We executed our game plan like we wanted to. And when you're not making shots offensively, you can always count on your defense. And that's something we're going to have to count on the road, too. Defense travels, and, you know, we got another test tomorrow night, and then, what, two more after that before the All-Star break. So hopefully we close this thing out strong.
You've talked about it all season long, having to play defense, but now it seems like it's a much more consistent thing for you.
Yeah, well, I think we're starting to get some guys healthy. You know, Faze has been huge for us, especially with the block shots. Obviously, Rudy, and then it allows our guards and our wings to pressure a little bit more. Maybe that's what gets us those steals that you talked about earlier. So I thought it was good tonight for us. They didn't have as many shooters. We let Bayless get going early, and then I don't know if he scored the rest of the night. So that was good adjustment by us, and you know, we ended up winning the game.
One of the big challenges now, obviously, is to maintain focus until the All-Star break. And coming off the five games in six, in terms of wins, maybe a little more difficult, or is it something that actually will help you and you just build on this?
Well, hopefully we build on it. I think the other part is just continuing to grind it out until the All-Star break. You know, it's been a long season already, and you know, guys are tired, banged up a little bit. And so, like I said, we got three more on the road. Defense can travel for us, and you know, whether we're making shots or not, hopefully we'll still be in the game.
Last year at this time, actually after the All-Star game, you really kind of went on this run with these five before the All-Star break. Does this give you kind of an extra break because of the scheduling?
You know, I think we just try to take it one game at a time. I'm not too worried about the streak or anything like that. You know, our next opponent is Phoenix. That's what we're going to worry about, and we'll focus on the next opponent after that.
No, so I didn't ask you about a streak.
Yeah, gotcha.
Giannis is one of the tougher guys to go up against in this league. Physically, you seem to kind of match exactly where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. What is the key to guarding a guy like that as well as you do?
Well, you got to keep him out of transition. I think that's where he's pretty deadly. Seems to take two steps from half court, and he's at the rim. So they had a bunch of guys that are long like that, and we tried to keep him out of transition, make him score in the half court. And for the most part, besides, you know, Bayless going off early on us, we were pretty successful at that.
Is your team starting to feel, like, really comfortable playing in some of these grind-out close games because they happen so frequently?
Yeah. You know, I think for us, we would rather not be in them. Hopefully we shoot the ball better and you know, don't give up some threes early to Bayless. Maybe we're not in that situation, but I think we're learning, and we're learning how to win. I've talked about it on losses, whether you win or lose. You know, hopefully you take something from it. Tonight we can take something from this game and you know, use it in the future.
What are you saying from Rodney right now that maybe you weren't saying earlier in the season?
Just the confidence, whether or not he makes his first couple shots or not. You know, that's a tough thing to do in this league, is to continue to shoot the ball. And you know, whether he's making his first couple, missing his first couple, it's good to see him still shoot and be aggressive, because he's capable of attacking guys, and he's got size and length. And you know, he had a big shot there in the fourth too, over the top of one of their defenders. So I think he's playing with a lot of confidence.
Jabari had all the hype coming in, and Rodney's really pretty big. I mean, he's a quick study in the NBA. How impressed are you with how quickly he's caught on?
Yeah, well, he's got a good feel for the game naturally. He knows how to score. He's a crafty scorer, and has just a poise about him that I think is well beyond his age. So it's been good seeing him grow. It's been fun playing alongside of him, and you know, hopefully we can both continue to get better.
First half, you passed up a three that was a pretty good look for you to feed him. Is that the biggest compliment you can give somebody?
You know, you make the extra pass, and the basketball guys seem to reward you for that. So, yeah, he's shooting the ball well, and anytime you can make an extra pass, try to do that.
Outside of shots not falling, any concerns defensively? It seemed like maybe there were a couple of basketball injuries, like just in general, the team.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think they're long. You know, they lead the lead. They lead the league, or up there in the league in steals. So that's what they do. Is they, you know, they cause turnovers. And tonight, I think we got a little hesitant because of that, and their bigs were really high up on pick and rolls, and you know, we missed some shots we probably normally make, but for us, I don't think we worry too much about that. I think we'll continue to shoot those shots and you know, move on to the next game.
That finish, tough finish late for you, what did you see, I guess, developing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, they do a good job on the pick and rolls all night of having their big up and kind of there long and kind of trapped a little bit, so waited and then kind of just attacked and made the layup.
Trey Lyles said he was impressed by your flex.
Just taking a page out of his book.
Do you guys send more to the strong side against this team when you're trying to wall off the paint against someone? On the defensive end.
Right. Could you say that again?
Do you send more guys to the strong side of the defense to prevent them from getting into the paint?
I think tonight our game plan was really just to go under a lot of things, except for a couple guys for them, force them to shoot behind the screens and just try not to let them get into the paint. On the play you might be talking about, I think we had to hedge and Middleton was coming over, so we did kind of flood somebody over to that side a little bit more. But you know, they're good at getting in the paint, whether or not you try to let them or not. So part of the game plan.
Are you ever surprised?